Game Universe, Univers de jeu, 1967. Coloured concrete projected with a spray gun onto a pre-shaped metallic mesh by Pierre Zekely, 1923-2001. At the Olympic Village, Zekely brought his sculpture architecture experiments to life in more modest dimensions adapted to children. He created an assemblage of volumes using hollow forms like obscure and mysterious troglodytes. This sculpture game is made up of a snake, a satellite, and a mushroom, in which there are a series of surprising pathways, corridors, and bends, climbing and sliding games. The work was made within the framework of the first French Symposium of Sculpture in 1967. This international rendezvous for artists expressed the town of Grenoble's desire to confront sculptors with the urban structures that accompanied the organisation of the 1968 Winter Olympics. Around 15 works were thus created in situ, from the northern entrance of the town to the Olympic Village and through Paul Mistral Park. Hungarian-born Zekely learnt wood carving and modelling at the age of 11, then went on to study sculpture and drawing with Hanna Dalos. Interned in 1944 in a labour camp, there he began learning about stone carving and architecture. After escaping and living clandestinely, he settled in France in 1946. During the 60s, he made his first community sculpture architectures in Valenciennes and built a holiday village for the Renouveau Association in Begmay in Brittany. He developed a method that allowed him to cut granite with fire and improved techniques for projecting concrete onto metal frameworks. Zekely defined his sculpture as being neither abstract nor figurative, but rather significant. His works, with their elementary forms, function both as a protected space and an inhabitable sculpture. This work was commissioned by the town of Grenoble in 1967. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.